is Davin's Den.
Okie dokie, we are back. Gonna do some School of Fools as I cue up the music. Joe is gonna get. Joe realizes he has to get his notebook out. Here we go.
There's homework to do.
Apparently,
I'm a moron.
Well, Joe, you're never gonna get an argument.
Really,
here.
Just sit and chat and laugh and stuff. Don't get ready for the damn segment, you moron.
Pip, step aside. Joe will handle this. Give the man a wide berth.
Why would I want to get ready? Oh, never mind.
See what happens when you don't get your theme song? When you get Sea Monkeys and Jizz, you know it's on. When we just let you amble in and ease in, you're not ready to go. This is why we have to sing to you. All right, here we go.
Ring around the rosy, bucket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down.
Shame, shame, shame.
School of Fools.
Portray missionary David Livingstone and his work in late 19th century Africa. He says the speaker intended to resemble the character in appearance, telling Fox 40 in a statement that the decision was made, quote, in an effort to bring authenticity to her role. She wore a typical native dress and headdress. She also used makeup to darken her skin tone on her arms, shoulders, and face. But the choice to use blackface in a school environment is sparking outrage among some students and parents. So much so, the superintendent sent out an email to families the very same day apologizing for the poor judgment call, writing in part, "This presentation was in no way meant to be hurtful or disrespectful. I ask forgiveness from those who have been hurt by this." Huffman elaborating further to Fox 40, telling us in a statement, quote, "I was wrong to allow the use of makeup, no matter how innocent the intentions, as it has offended some of my students and parents. I should have anticipated that this could be offensive, and I apologize to my students and parents."
All right, so you got this historical lesson. The woman dresses in African garb. She's a white woman. And to make it a little bit more authentic, puts a little makeup on. A little browner. Make it a little browner. You know, listen, I guess, you know, out of all the things that we hear that are horrible, I don't, is this, I mean, she was trying to be historical. She wasn't goofing on it. She wasn't trying to do a minstrel show. She was, you know, I think it's a little different.
I think, I disagree. I think that it was a stupid move.
I didn't say it was bright.
I know, you know, and, you know, she apologized. She was wrong. She did something stupid where it's a white person. She's putting blackface on. What she could have done was she could have gone, got like a mannequin, not, and put the dress on a, no, hear me out, put the dress on a mannequin and go, here is the dress that they wore.
Okay.
And, you know, this is the thought, you know, and maybe get more visual aids.
Could she have
there.
Used a black mannequin? Well, it's a valid question. I mean, is that offensive?
Then you're being ridiculous.
I think so.
No, why is that ridiculous? They have black mannequins. I'm not inventing something out of thin
air.
Well,
not a man.
You said mannequin.
All right, a mannequin without the head or whatever. You know, like they show in the store. They have
what type of animals are we? But, you know, in Africa where they decapitate
just
each
the
other.
Just the way they would show it in a museum. Here's the dress, blah, blah, and here's the story of this woman. You
I
know,
think she was just enthusiastic.
No, you can't. If you're a white person, you're putting a black face on, no matter what you're doing, it's not going to be conveyed because what you're doing is you're using... You're using something you're trying to teach sensitivity. Going,
but she
about
wasn't teaching sensitivity. She was teaching about this missionary.
But a missionary. But you're doing it in an insensitive way. And look, I'm not a honey bunch about this, but just to do it was wrong.
Listen, I mean, is it the choice I would make? Probably not. But I don't know about getting offended. I mean, she wasn't like it. Like, you know what? If you told me she put collagen in her fucking lips and, you know, she put like a bone through her nose and was like being stereotypical. And then I go, OK, but I think she was trying.
You know, I tell you everything to me, you know, everything to me is situation by situation. In some situations, you know, on a topic, I'd be like, oh, you got to relax, cut it out. In this one, the blackface was a stupid move, and it took away from the whole lesson that she was portraying.
So we're just at the place where you can never use blackface.
Well, if you know, if you're a white woman and you're trying to do that, it's just like, what are you doing?
So can black people use whiteface?
No, because that's just as ridiculous.
I bet that would be allowed.
Because in the, today's climate, yeah.
Can white people use orange face?
In certain situations?
Yes. Listen, I'm not of the mind. Listen, first of all, I agree with you. It was a bad decision. But I mean, I think people got to relax just a little bit. Like they didn't. Nobody's calling for her to be fired or anything, which is good.
No, because she was going about it to educate about an African American woman. Her intentions were good. She apologized.
She was playing a man. I thought she was. She was. Wasn't she talking about David Livingston? Wait. So wait a minute. She
was pretending to be.
What?
She was wearing a dress. I don't think she was pretending to be David Livingston.
So she was trying to pretend.
But the funny thing was,
an African American woman who was converted by a white man. Is that what she was doing?
Yeah, she was the missionary David Livingston who visited Africa late in the 19th century, darkened his skin for the lesson. According, and I'm curious if David Livingston was—he was a missionary. Was David Livingston white?
Yeah, I'm sure he was white. Came from one of the European churches. But I guess I thought she was trying to be David Livingston, but I guess maybe she was trying to be like an African woman.
Yeah, I believe. Yes. Is it from,
I don't think that it's the point of who she was trying to be. The fact that she was trying to convey she was being a black person. But you know what? You don't have to color yourself to portray that you are explaining the story of black people. You don't have to color your face is black to be Michael Jackson. Throw on a fucking glove and
no. If you want to be Michael Jackson, you probably want to go lighter.
but
I agree with Pip. You don't have to put blackface on. You don't have to put blackface on. What you have to do is, you know, have the dress on display. They went, you know, a lot of them.
You don't have to. I just think she was overzealous. I think she was really trying to be authentic and didn't think it through.
Her intentions were good.
But the thing is, it's not up to white people to decide what's offensive.
Yes, it is. It most certainly is.
Not.
Most certainly. And not only is it all just up to white people, it's up to me. How do you like them fucking apples?
See? Now you're the president.
Yes, I am. Now I'm the president. I've replaced Joe. Joe is impeached. Yeah. We've heard some things about a thigh. We can't have that in the Oval Office.
That could crop up.
Well, if they listen to this show, it most certainly will. But then again, if they listen to this show, they've already overlooked a bunch of shit.
No shit. If I ran for office for something and somebody found that, that would be, did you do this? Well, yeah.
Yeah, I sent them the CD.
Yeah. Stupid. You're going to be in the cabinet. You fucked it up.
I'm thinking of my country. You shouldn't be running anything. All right. So today, you should not darken your skin unless you're like on Jersey Shore and go to a tanning bed. You should not. You should not brown.
No, because she was good intention. Yeah, she got overzealous. She went about it the wrong. She's stupid. She made a dumb mistake.
So then we have the case of the Virginia governor Ralph Northam, white man, Democrat, came out something on his yearbook from 1984 when he was in medical school and was 25 years old. There's this picture. There's a picture of somebody in blackface and a picture of somebody under a Klan outfit, you know, the whole robe and the little ghost thing with the pointy fucking head. And so at first he came out, he apologized, and then he said, it wasn't me, like Shaggy, it's not me, but you know, I did color my face for a dance contest when I wanted to be like Michael Jackson, so. So everybody's saying this guy needs to resign. Here's my take on this. Then you guys can for me, and again, I'm not black, the act of what he did, because it was so long ago, and people don't want to come to terms with this, we did think differently about this shit in 1984. You know, dressing up now, I don't know about going as in a blackface in a Klan outfit. Klan outfit was never cool, as I can recall. But as far as the blackface and coloring your skin, or like just going as somebody else, like you used to be able to go as a homeless person, or I went as a woman. Like you could do that shit. That's just how adults thought. That's how kids thought back in the 80s. It's different now. So I don't think that should have. I mean, putting aside his awful answers, I don't think that should have been a call to have this guy fired, especially because I guess he does a great track record when it comes to helping African Americans. But I do think this guy has to resign if he can't lead. I mean, it seems like the Democrats want nothing to do with him. Obviously, the Republicans want nothing to do with him. So if you can't do your job, how can you stay? Even though what I think he did was stupid, because it was so long ago, and he has such a good track record towards African-Americans, I don't think that should have been enough to end this guy's career.
You're absolutely right.
I like that.
Absolutely right. No, you're absolutely right. It was a different time back then, you know, and things were acceptable then. You know, it was just a goof. It's a goof. People realize.
Again, I don't know about the Klan outfit. That's a little much. Nobody dressed as a Klan.
Then you're stupid. It's a stupid move that was years and years and years ago. If this guy has a record of helping minorities, then that's fine. It's what you're doing today. It apparently this has been in this book for years.
And nobody called it to attention.
And nobody called. But now it's a big, you know, now it's a big deal. It's nonsense. And what I was saying before is, if you're going to say he needs to not be, you know what? Everybody, you've got to accept, if it's on one side, you got to accept it on the other side, because what's going to happen one day, it's going to be you. OK, it was a stupid mistake. We have the attention spans of gnats now. This will go away and this will go away and he should be fine.
Well, I mean, listen, if you want to point to somebody who's in a similar circumstance, though, somebody who did something worse and much more recently, look at President Trump. When that Access Hollywood tape came out, the Republican Party wanted nothing to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, he's got to pull out. He shouldn't run for office. And Trump said, no, I'm not going anywhere. And now they follow him to the ends of the earth. I mean, you can withstand the, I mean, you look at Al Franken, you think, well, you know what? Maybe Al Franken should have stuck around.
Yeah. And there were pictures, and I'm not saying it's like, oh, you're talking about Hillary. No, you had a picture of Bill Clinton dressed
a fake picture.
That was a fake?
Yeah. With Hillary in blackface. Oh, yeah. And Bill's. Yeah, that's fucking
all
fake.
Right. Okay.
Fake news.
But even still, you know, in where, like, Ted Danson was in blackface.
That's real.
That was right. And that was, you know, that was back then, where
it was, the 90s.
You laughed it off. Now we're in a very politically correct situation. This is something the guy did years ago. What has he done today? He's helping the African American community. You know, he's a Democrat.
I think what hurt him was his answers were just awful. One minute he's apologizing, the next minute he goes, I don't even know if it's me. How would you not know? I guarantee you, if I put black makeup on my face or a Klan outfit on, I would know I did that.
Let me tell you something. If I was running for office, okay, and somebody whipped out a copy of the Rot Gut album Live at the Apollo, we're all in blackface.
Oh, forgot about that.
Yeah, I know. We're all in blackface.
Oh, I'm talking to the right guy.
Yeah, we're all in blackface, okay? The name of the album is Live at Apollo. People, well, you're all right. No, I'm not. It was we're a dumb band, okay? And we thought it was 1992, and we thought it was funny back then. The thing sold, blah, 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 blah. Now, will we put it out? Obviously, no. But it's not like I'm a racist or anything like that, you know? And if I ever get called, I could, you know, somebody could, you know, really? Really? Everybody's got to knock it off.
Yeah, I think you have to look at the time period, and you have to look at somebody's track record.
Yeah, and that is the key thing. It's the time period and the track.
I don't know if this guy can stay in the job, because if he has no, if the people under him have no confidence, and the people that need to work with him have no confidence, then he's got to go.
No, because the people under him have this politically correct faux outrage that they're.
No,
so,
I think there's genuine outrage.
It's just a case of people that want to be outraged at something. Okay. No, oh, there's something to jump on. We'll be outraged at this.
No, I think African Americans. I think there's some African Americans that are genuinely outraged by it.
Well, then they have to look at the record of what he's done for the black community.
And there are African Americans that are saying that.
Yeah. So that's the thing. I mean, he was a kid. He did something stupid.
He wasn't a kid. He wasn't a kid. He was 25.
All right, but you do stupid things at 25. Okay.
Like I said, it was 1984. If a 25-year-old did that in this age, no excuse.
Of course not. But 1984, that you could get away with stuff like that.
Just like the fact he said, "Oh, I didn't wear blackface there, but when I was dancing as Michael Jackson, I put a little black shoe polish on." Oh, shut up, stupid! Stop talking. And then,
I know you asked. All right, let's go find those pictures, stupid. Yeah.
And then, like a reporter's asking him. Can he do the moonwalk? And he's looking around, and his wife goes, this is not an appropriate time. Like, he was considering doing the moonwalk during this press conference. Jesus Christ, this guy's presidential material. I'm telling you, this guy's ready to lead the nation.
Because his wife is sitting there going, why did he fuck it? No, you're not doing the moonwalk either! You asshole, we just moved into
this
place.
This guy has all the qualities to run this nation, I am convinced. He's got scandal, he's oblivious, he don't give a shit, and he's got a wife who's just going, really? This guy's ready to run. Ralph
I mean,
But the thing about it is look, everybody's got stuff from their past. You know, nobody's and somebody's going to dredge up something somewhere. What my whole thing is, all right, I did something stupid years ago. Okay, you want to crucify me? Tomorrow it's going to be you. You know, so you know we all need to lighten the hell up.
Well, I've never worn blackface, but I don't think it's because I don't know if there's anybody who thought it was wrong to wear blackface or right. I just. Not a costume.
I maybe never was, but somebody someday could dredge up some dumb frat house picture of you doing something, you know, and hold it, you know.
No. If I'm going to get nailed for stuff, it's going to be things I say on this show.
Stuff you send to con. All right, when you used to use the N-word on stage, they'll dig that up and go,
fair.
look what he said.
And you know what
you want this man?
And I would say, did you hear that applause? You write a joke that good.
Yeah, with your wife going, shut your face. Shut your face. We just moved in.
Yeah, this N-word joke, but what about the other N-word joke with Obama?
Yeah. So, and it.
I'll do the N-word joke again if it's appropriate.
And you.
Yes, if I want applause,
and
I go
you,
for it.
And you get somebody that's just looking for a problem to hang you up on,
well, yeah,
they'll grab that. They'll grab that.
It seems like that's what happened to this
guy. And that
could
be, and you said even one day, yeah, you know, I'd like to get into politics or do run. And somebody.
I'm not allowed.
Well, if you were allowed. And somebody grabs that they would hang you out to dry over that.
Trust me, this radio show will end any political aspirations I may have. I mean.
Or any radio ones, too. kidding. Shut up.
Look at Joe backpedaling, wiping the blackface off.
The subordinates can't goof on the boy. Shut your face.
You're out of the cabinet.
Wait till I run.
Please, they'll be
the I was going to bring you in my cabinet.
Run. I'll be happy with a brisk walk out of here. All right. Let's, speaking of awesome cabinets. And
retail restaurant owner says customers will not be served if they come in wearing a Make America Great Again hat.
Kenji Lopez Alt of Worst Hall Restaurant tweeted this. He says it would be the, quote, same as if you come in wearing a swastika, white hood, or any other symbol of intolerance and hate. The Chronicle reports the tweet has gotten mixed reactions. Some people say refusing to get to know someone based on what they're wearing is unfair, and many replies on Twitter also appear to support the show.
Okay, I think swastika or white hood. I think that's a little much. I think that's a little bit much for a comparison.
It's another way we were discussing before. Everybody's just losing their mind.
Listen, he's got the right. Not to serve them because Trump supporters are not a protected class. It's not like, you know, homosexuals or Jews or black people. It's not a protected class.
But
so he has the right to refuse them.
But how? But on a freedom of expression or a freedom of speech, if you have on that one thing,
the same thing as shirt, no shoes. It's his restaurant. They're not a protected class.
And it's somebody's bakery. And he could.
But the homosexuals are protected by the Constitution.
Yeah, but you want to know something? So is a regular citizen over a freedom of speech.
He can. He does have. I mean, I guess that's where.
On that front, it's another thing, you know, one over the other.
I don't think it's good for business. I will be honest with you, though. There is. Now, like I said, I would not make it a white hood or a swastika. There is a certain negative connotation. That I have towards people wearing that. Now, I happen to know a lot of Trump supporters, and I happen to talk to a lot of Trump supporters after shows, so I'm more exposed to Trump supporters than the average person. But if I was not exposed to Trump supporters and know them on a personal level, and I just saw all the stuff on the news and the headlines, and you had the guy from Empire who was allegedly attacked by people. You heard this?
Yeah, I don't. But that story
with the Trump.
That story sounds fishy to me.
Well, I don't know, but there's a lot of these stories. Right, yeah. And you know, with the schools where there's African American teams or Spanish teams, and the kids are chanting "Build the Wall." You know, we've done several of these stories, and there's a lot more of them that we haven't done. So I'm saying, if that was my only exposure to Trump supporters, I get it. I really do get what he's going for. I just have I just have been exposed to a lot more of them, and though I completely disagree with them on many things, and I think Donald Trump is a racist, which is not something I always thought. I've come to that. I've evolved to that over the 2 years. I do think Donald Trump is a racist. I don't think it's fair to say every Trump supporter it's not fair to put them in the category of wearing a swastika or a white hood. It's too far. It's too much. So Trump supporters have not killed people. They've not hung people. They've not rounded people up and put them into ovens. So you got to slow down. I get you don't like them. I get you don't like the policy. I get you don't like a lot of the things that they stand for. But you got to slow down.
Right. And
yeah, that's way over the top.
It's way over the top. But my whole thing is whether you could do that if is to, like I said, if you go, well, it's his restaurant, it's his call, you know, it's his business, you know, and he'll suffer by how people want to do business with him, you know, and that's the thing. That's my take on it. However, if you go to the bakery next door and they don't want to make a gay, you know, they don't want to make a gay cake, that's their call as well.
Right, but that's, I told you, the difference is one's a protected class.
But the thing about it is, my argument, it's a free speech issue.
Well, that could be possibly the only thing.
That's the thing. Like
who
I said,
who the fuck's going to sue if they can't go? Why would you want to eat in a restaurant where they don't like? They're going to spend your food.
Yeah, but
I
understand. But let the business owner make that decision and let the customers dictate what they're how the business is going to survive on it.
Do you understand, as a very avid Trump supporter, do you understand why Trump supporters have such negative connotations by so many people? Do you understand it?
I understand it, and I think that the liberals are fanning a lot of that, okay? And I think that the extreme liberals are worse than the extreme right in some instances. They're less tolerant. They're more vile,
the extreme right is the one who fucking marched on Charlottesville. That's the extreme right.
Yeah, and do you know that the extreme left are the ones that are shouting violence that any conservative comes onto a college campus as well?
Right, but I'll take shouting over fucking running over somebody.
Yeah, well,
I'm not a fan of shouting people down either. But they've killed.
Yeah, threatening people's lives, threatening people's livelihoods.
The FBI.
And also,
let me say this. The FBI said the statistics for the most terroristic attacks, it's the far right. It's not Muslim in this country. It's the far right. So I'm not a fan of the far left. But don't compare the two.
No, the far left is just as bad, if not worse.
Not statistically.
They're less tolerant. See people getting shouted down. I never see people getting shouted down.
Yeah,
like the liberals harassed and Tifa
shot in a temple. That ring a bell?
You're
talking about lunatics. Yes, from
lunatics.
The far right. Yes,
but
lunatics.
But it's almost like almost like that far right fringe, like the KKK
well, that's
and
what
stuff
you're
like
about
that.
The far right, you're talking about the far right left. Most liberals aren't going to shout you down if you talk. You're talking about the far left who don't want to hear anything, who need a safe space. That's not most liberals. That's the far left.
But you're talking about a small fringe of the far left. It's making a generalization out of a certain disproportionate
thing.
Thing.
Do you understand? Why people are so turned
but it's
off.
So but it's so disproportionate to the regular populace that supports Trump that it really is not much of a lightning rod.
But here's the problem. While I don't think many Trump supporters act on the president's worst instincts, they are willing to overlook them. They are, and you've done it here. You've said, well, you know, as long as the economy, or they'll make excuses for it. And that doesn't sit well with a lot of people. Just like if there was a liberal who was doing awful things, and I would say, well, but the economy's good. That shouldn't sit well with you. I would never do that. But it shouldn't. So I think that's why a lot of people are turned off by, even if you're not doing these awful things, even if you're not the extreme right, there's this feeling of excusing. Again, I don't think you should not serve somebody because they're wearing a MAGA hat. I don't think that at all. But I do get it. I do think differently now when I see somebody who's a Trump supporter than I've thought of any other political
then
supporter
I,
in my
then
life.
And on the same feeling is like if you run a business like that and you feel that way, you own the place. You pay the bills in the place, you pay the insurance, you pay the staff, and that's your feeling, and that's your right to express yourself that way, then that's it. going back to the bakery next door, if you are religion and you are, you know, a religion that are the teachings of the church that you believe in, and that's your religious right, if you feel making a cake for a gay couple is against your religion or your what you believe in, as the business owner that pays the bills, pays the insurance, pays the taxes, you have that same right to refuse service as well.
You don't have the same rights. Legally,
you
don't.
But it's a freedom of speech. You do on a freedom of speech issue.
Well, we don't know that. And the court hasn't determined that yet.
But
the court
still,
has
if
determined you can't discriminate against certain groups of people, and Trump supporters are not in that group. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong, but you can't discriminate against blacks or Jews or gays because legally you can't. You can discriminate against Trump supporters,
but this is also,
or Hillary
but this
supporters.
Is this is discrimination as well.
Maybe.
You're discrimination. You're being bigoted in your opinion of somebody that's wearing a MAGNA hat. You've seen what the Trump people are. So if you're against black people, you want, well, you see what they do on the news and he quotes.
But
no,
again, they're protected.
Everybody. It's
different. They're protected.
But the thing about it is, going back to the, you know, protection, we should all be protected under the freedom of speech and the freedom of religion. And if your religion, if your religious beliefs say that you do not believe in a gay couple, then you shouldn't be forced to have to make
you don't
them a
believe
cake.
In a gay couple? I can't. I don't believe that guy's fucking that guy right now. I see it, but I just
yes.
Don't believe
if
it.
You had that crazy religious belief, yes.
You know what? Religion's a fucking complete hoax.
But we're not talking. Whether
fake
it's
views,
a hoax or
it's fake views.
Whether
people.
It's a hoax or not, that's your opinion. But an opinion of that store owner that runs that bakery. Yes.
Again, one's protected, one's not. That's the laws of the land.
Well, the
I
law of the land
the
is
laws.
Also for the freedom of speech and freedom of religion.
I guess if somebody wants to, take this up in court, though, I can't imagine.
It would be very interesting if it was.
Yes. So, Pip, what say you before we move on?
Well, I was just thinking that I understand, like you're saying, it's like I see those hats and it kicks off something in me. It to me, it is a symbol of. Really, the most terrible instinct. It just really is a bad symbol to me. But to say that they're not welcome in your restaurant, I think that's kind of short-sighted. And I think it is just as nasty as saying we're not going to make a cake for you people because you're gay. It's like wishing them away is not going to make it not real anymore. You know, it's kind of crazy.
I didn't say it's smart.
Believe in you, so you're not there.
Listen, it's a symptom. More and more people, they want to get in their little political cocoons. Liberals don't want to be with conservatives. It's not even conservatives. They're not even conservatives. Trump people want to be with other Trump people. Liberals want to be away from Trump people. Everybody wants to, you know, this show's fairly unique in that we're not all of one political mind.
Because every day is like Easter at the house talking about politics. You know, and
well, I don't believe in your Easter.
Of course, you're Jewish.
I don't even think it happened. I don't like them apples. Died then came back. I think not.
Mr. Davitt, as your run for congressman, we got excerpts from one of your shows back in
I was thinking about
February 5th.
I was actually thinking about that today. Like I would be like the first agnostic.
Yeah,
be like, I don't know, but I don't care. Well, how?
Look,
can you...
we all like eggnog, you know. So if you want to be agnostic, that's fine with me.
What are you, a speechwriter? I was writing my tweets.
That's right.
All right, so we all kind of think it's stupid. Pip and I understand why he did it, but none of us think it's particularly right. Is that correct?
Yeah, I understand why he did it too. I understand why he did it too. It's what the discussion is his right to do it. And
there's so much hatred in this country. There really is. People do not want to deal with other people of political persuasions anymore.
Well, turn on either CNN, turn on CNN, or turn on Fox News. It's fans. The fan goes, oh, it's just CNN. No, they all fan it, and social media exacerbates it. Okay, and nobody ever had a platform to sit and talk about this stuff before. Like I said at the beginning of the show, the only time it was ever discussed or you would discuss it would be at the family table or at a holiday.
A lot easier to get comedy gigs that way. Before, I've been unfriended by bookers because I'm not sucking up to the orange teat. They are not fans of that, so they don't hire me. That's fine. I've been in front of.
You're talking about the guy from Maroon 5 again, aren't you?
I am talking about the guy from Maroon 5. Although I didn't know what color
he has the tattoo teat.
He has the tattoo teat.
The tattoo teat.
Don't get that milk. It's fucking filled with ink.
Yeah.
All Okay. Are they hearing you okay, Pip? Because all of a sudden you're a little lower on my monitor.
You know what? I think it's because you guys are high. I'm really low.
They haven't had a drink all day. You want to laugh, stupid. You want to laugh.
No, that was going
to... Don't fight it!
It was going to get the silence it deserved, and then at the last minute, saved by the Pip. That it was really deserving of nothing, but bailed you out. So my look of disgust was for both of you.
Funny.
All right.
Thanks.
No problem, pal. All right. Let's see. What do we got here?
Where the hell are we?
Why people don't work out. 6 in 10 Americans say 2019 is their year to get in shape, according to new research.
Not me, fuck it.
Joe is giving up.
I'll just keep paying that $20 a month to Retro Fitness.
Sure, that way you can say you go to a gym.
Yes, right.
What about you, Pip? Is this your year?
This is my year.
I don't believe you.
You know, you don't have to.
Are you really working at it?
I'm not yet, but I'm gearing up.
So by the time 2020 comes around, she'll be ready to tackle 2019.
Exactly.
Ah, what a smart girl. The survey results were revealed at a panel held in New York City as part of the Freeletics Dare to Be Free campaign, which is the brand's largest ever global marketing campaign. But many barriers may prevent this, it turns out, as over 2 in 5 Americans feel too old to work out, with 41 officially being the age Americans feel too old to exercise. I do not feel too old to work out.
Too old to work out at 41? Oh, my God, I'm legally dead.
Yeah, I'm not too old to work out. My brother just is 89. And he started, you know, he used to have a workout regimen like about 3 years ago. And I would tell him, yeah, I'm coming. All right, I'll do my kettlebell routine later. My kettlebell. I mean, the guy, you know, and he's starting to work out at the gym again and
your
stuff like that.
Your brother gave Jack LaLanne his start.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and the funny thing is that I had, like, I belong to Retro Fitness. That's right, Retro Fitness.
I used to belong
and,
to them.
Yeah, and the gym was where when I lived at my old house, the gym was 7 minutes away from my house. So I could get up early at 6 a.m, get to the gym, work out for an hour, get home at 7, take a shower, and go. My gym, Retro Fitness, where I am now, is 15 minutes from where I live. So the trip now would be 15 there, 15 back. I really don't want to do it on the way to work because it's kind of out of the way. I'm trying to see if I can get up early enough to go to my old gym, which is on the way to work, work out there and take a shower, and then go. But still, I wake up, my commute's an hour to the day program every day. So it's like, so I've been trying on the weekends. I'm beat. I don't know when I could get there, you know. So I want to work out. I really want to get back in the swim. But literally, the time factor actually, you know, has a play in it.
Well, that's the second thing, not having time. Took home first place crown with 42% saying time is the biggest reason they fail to work out, which is why I stopped going to Retro Fitness and I work out at home now. Because it's hard to say I don't have the time for it when you could just roll downstairs. Now, I have cut back the workouts from an hour to between 30 and 45 minutes.
Yeah. I think the whole thing with working out is the whole build-up to working out. Well, I don't want to do it.
That's Paige Pipson.
I don't want to do it. I don't have that. Once you start working out, it's like, it's all right. But it's
no,
that,
it's not.
Yeah, it is.
As somebody who's been working out for a while now, it's not.
No, when I used to go regularly, I'd be like, jam that. And I would get there, I'm like, this is all right. All right, put on headphones, you know, little tunes. I was like, this is all right, you know. But that whole build up to going there, getting up and going, fucking gym, you know, and forcing yourself to get there. Once you get there, and even when I had, because I had like a total gym downstairs, one of those things. I actually brought the thing with me. It's in the garage now. But I used to.
Well, I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, but I used to go down in the basement to try, but I, you know, not as much because I'm like, eh.
So, let's see. When asked about excuses they have used to justify skipping a workout, nearly 1 in 4 said they've employed stayed too late at work as an excuse, which while further 36% said having too much work to do was a reason why they skipped out. Topping the list with 56%
would be too tired. That'd be me. I get out of the day program at about 6, you know, at night, and then I either have to go to a show or head out east. And by the time I get out east, it's 7 o'clock at night. I'm hungry. I don't feel like going to the gym because now it's 15 minutes. So by the time I get to the gym, now it's going to be around 8, you know, 7:30, 7:45. I really am in no mood to work out that late.
Nearly a third of Americans have skipped a workout because the weather is too bad, When I was doing a lot of when I was doing most of my working out outside, that was an excuse.
Yeah.
Now it's really not.
Yeah.
And another, or when I'm doing a lot of shoveling, no need to work out. I've just fucking shoveled.
Yes. Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Another 1 in 10 have skipped a workout because the weather's too nice. No, that really not very often, unless we're just like going, screw it, we're going to the beach, which doesn't happen.
Right.
1 in 4, 23%, have used eating too much to get out of a planned workout, and another 15% said they'd rather watch Netflix. Well, of course you'd rather watch Netflix,
yeah.
But that's not an excuse. You know, I'd rather do anything than lift heavy things and sweat, but I'm not doing it because I'm enjoying it. I'm doing it because I'm trying to get in shape.
I don't think that they're using it as an excuse. They're just saying, this is why.
I think one of the, really, when I was going through my screwy period when I was smoking, I would go to the gym, work out for an hour, get in the car, and light up and smoke on the way home.
Well, you deserved it.
And I'm like, this is wrong.
Well, unless you're not combining, doing both at the same time.
No.
let's see. A lot of common excuses come down to convenience, still a big issue when it comes to exercise. And according to the results, only 29% of Americans consider working out to be convenient. Yeah, well, because you're lifting heavy things.
Yeah.
Or you're running at a rapid pace. It's not convenient. Convenient is sitting on my couch with a remote control nearby and an ice cold beverage. That's convenient.
That's fun.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's enjoyable. We look forward to that.
Apparently, everybody just wants to have like the fat sucked out of them and think that we can all look like Adam Levine. I guess that's what we'd all like.
Yeah.
I know I would.
Yeah.
Exercise can be tough to fit into a busy schedule, especially when the average American only has 89 minutes of free time a day, according to the survey results. I'll tell you what, they need some executive time like our president.
Oh, my God. I was just going to say that. I need some executive time.
I'll tell you what, though. The president, with all that executive time, he should be looking like a fucking Adonis. He should be looking like a
professional. He likes McDonald's.
How much? I guess he can eat a lot of McDonald's. By the way, the Burger King commercial, I'm glad you... Pip, you didn't see it. It was an Andy Warhol commercial for Burger King. First of all, I didn't realize it was Andy Warhol at first.
I didn't even.
That came back to me later. But they show him unwrapping this burger with nothing on it. It looked gray and disgusting. It was for Burger King. I thought it was McDonald's goofing on a Burger King commercial.
We sat there. I sat there. I looked at Anthony Cumia's sister. I go, somebody's getting fired tomorrow.
God, let's make our product look as unappetizing as possible.
Well, you saw I saw your comment. You see what I wrote back? I go, only cost a couple of million for that.
I respond to you. I go, the only way they could have made it worse is if they showed somebody shitting after eating the fish sandwich. I mean, what are you doing?
I did not get that commercial.
No,
it was weird. It made Burger King food look god awful. People, and you want to know
something? How about some truth in advertising for a change? That was nice.
Yeah, but still, right, funny. But and you know what? You're looking at it now. Who under our age knows who Andy Warhol was?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like I said, it didn't throw it on me.
You're marketing that stuff on people from 14 to 25. People that are 14 to 25 have absolutely no clue who Andy Warhol is.
No, I would agree with that.
We were even sitting there, and all of us in our 50s are going, is that Andy? That's supposed to be Andy Warhol, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. What the fuck? Yeah.
It was totally something.
Yes, sweetie.
I pulled up the picture, and that burger looks disgusting, and I see that the hashtag is Eat Like Andy, and it's like, dude looks awful. Why do I want to eat like Andy?
Yes, that was my point.
Like
it looked like the most unenjoyable meal. I mean, I've wolfed down shit at Penn Station and had a better time. Yeah, Eat Like Andy.
I'd rather watch that commercial.
You know what I'm saying? All right, man, the train leaves at 5. Just eat. Come on, let's go. Yeah. Take it on the train, man. Let's go. Yeah.
You inhaling the Whopper with me in the background would have been a better.
And I have, yes.
A better commercial.
You know, yeah, that better time.
When you have to enjoy your meal and quickly.
Yes.
Burger King.
Yeah.
And don't forget slop towel. Yes. All right, so we got sidetracked, but yeah, it was
rightly so. That commercial stunk.
I want to watch that.
Yeah, Joe, much better. Don't want Joe as president, but happen to have him in a Burger King commercial.
No, thank you.
Joe should stay in his lane and eat fast food.
I'll make the damn mate thing make sense.
Yes, you will. and you'll look happy eating it too. Well, he's enjoying.
I love Burger King.
I know you do.
I'm in heaven. Yeah.
You will be a lot quicker if you keep on eating it.
thank you for giving me, letting me go there. Usually the other place.
Trying to be nice. nice. It's a new year. Since Pip's not changing anything for the year.
Yes, sir.
I figured I would.
Understood.
All right. Let's see. While the average American says they work out twice a week already, that number would jump to 5 times a week if it were more convenient and less expensive, and if the weights weren't so damn heavy.
Yeah.
Look, I got these two buns. They're heavy enough. I'm lugging them around all day. Nobody gives me credit.
Oh, like I said.
Eat like Andy. You just see him in between Pip's buns.
Yeah, like I said, in my case, I could be on a treadmill within 10 minutes or a treadmill working out within 10 minutes. You know, but now, and it's amazing how a different, like, you know, within like 7 minutes, I timed it one time. It took 7 to 8 minutes to get to my old gym. Now it's 15 minutes. And I, to me, sometimes, you know, it makes a big difference.
Yeah, well, no, now that I'm working out in my house, I'm working out 5, 6, 7 times a week.
Yeah.
So it does make a difference. Let's see. Not only that, the majority of respondents, 69%, said that they believe regular exercise would help them quit their bad habits. No. Unfortunately, my bad habit is eating bad food. And you would think I'm putting all this work in and go, well, I should eat healthy. But I go, well, now I'm putting the work in. Might as well just stay status quo and eat this shit.
Hey, what about me working out for an hour? I get in the car. First thing I do is light up a Marlboro 100 Black.
That's a little worse.
Yeah. It's a lot worse.
In this study, we see a catch-22 situation, said Daniel Sabani, CEO of Freeletics. 69% of Americans believe regular exercise would help them quit their bad habits. However, because so many Americans are facing these common barriers to fitness, they can't break out of the circle. Additionally, 46% feel that even their work has been a workout barrier, so this is an opportunity to push for positive change. It's time. Fitness was more convenient, and this is why we at Freeletics aim to eliminate the excuses. When asked what it would take to get them exercising more, the top solutions were workouts to do at home, 45%, cheaper alternatives to the gym, 28%, classes with friends or colleagues, 28%, and a personal trainer or to be accountable to somebody, 27%. So, yeah, I mean, does all make sense?
You know, it's funny. When I worked at a furniture company one time, and I was working in the dispatch department, and our whole department was me, my boss, Joe, and three of the girls. We used to work out. We had a gym at the place, and we'd all work, the whole department, we'd work out at the end of the day. You know, it was pretty cool.
So you get more out of working out with somebody.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we all did it. We all did it because we were very good, very nice people I work with. It's fun.
It does help you when you're working out with somebody, because on those days when you want to quit, you're like, oh, I don't want to let that person down.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get that.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I've been working out. It's fun. Like, now I'm at the point where if I don't work out, I feel bad. Like, the wife's been out of town a lot, so I've been doing workouts on my own. I'm not doing the programs that we do, but I've been lifting, or I've been walking the hills around here. So I'm still trying to maintain, but my bad habits are not being kicked.
Yeah. My whole thing is I got to figure out if I could just get up at a certain point and, you know, like I said, get up early, because I thought if I get up early and I can get to my old gym, which is on the way, I could work out, take a shower there.
Just do it at the house. Just do it at the house.
I don't have room.
You have the garage.
There's no room in the garage. I have a basement, so all the stuff from my old basement is in my garage.
Oh.
You know, I'm going to start to go through stuff when the weather gets warmer, because there's a couple of cabinets that I brought in a hutch and stuff like that. I'll set it up. I'm like, no, I don't have the room. I really don't. It's not going to look right, so I might pitch some of that stuff and start to make some room. But like I said, I brought the Total Gym with me, and it's like I think even Joanne made a comment. Are you going to use that where you go? And I go, I'll bring it with me.
Of course, I got to look good now. You're out of the picture.
Funny.
All right. On the break, we got new music from Excite Project featuring Doobie Rush with One of a Kind. You can learn more about them at khb-music.de. When we come back, we'll do some Ann Jackson.